Baseball relief pitchers should be raising a glass to toast the life of Jerome Holtzman. He died over the weekend. The longtime Chicago baseball writer created the save. That statistic let people quantify the contributions of pitchers who finish a close game. And that changed the way people thought about the game. And NPR's David Shaper has this remembrance.
Known simply as the Dean, Jerome Holtzman wrote about baseball for more than 50 years, first at the Chicago Sun-Times, then for the Tribune, and most recently as Major League Baseball's first official historian. In this 1999 interview with Chicago Public Radio, Holtzman recalled that in 1959, a Pittsburgh pitcher was having what many writers were calling the best season ever for a relief pitcher, with 18 wins and only one loss.
What they didn't realize, and what I did realize, is that in 10 of those victories, he gave up the tying or the lead run. He came into the game in what in effect was a save situation and blew it, and then his team came back and scored a run or two to win the game, so he was the winning pitcher.
Holtzman thought this was unfair to pitchers who preserved narrow leads for their teams but didn't look as good on paper because they weren't credited with the win.
And so I was on a bus one day in St. Louis, on a team bus, going to the ballpark, and I worked out a formula for saves.
The save was officially adopted by Major League Baseball in 1969, and now every team has a late-inning specialist, a closer.
Just that factor alone has made millions and millions of dollars for relief pitchers who are finally able to quantify their contribution to the game of baseball.
Chicago Tribune sports columnist Fred Mitchell says it was more than stats, though, that made his former colleague special. It was Holtzman's warmth, honesty, and integrity. Jerome Holtzman died Saturday. He was 81. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.